This is ARRL Audio News Extra Edition for Sunday, May 20th at the Dayton Hamvention. I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY. Well, another Hamvention is in the books. The weather on this last day is probably the best of the entire event. Skies are mostly sunny and temperatures are near 80. Despite the soggy conditions for Hamvention 2018, attendees who remember when the event was at Hera Arena were very pleased with the new venue at the Xenia Fairgrounds. There was quite a bit of positive feedback about the spacious, open layout and the way it made it easy to get around. Other than the exhibits, the forums, and flea market, another big hit was the food trucks. There was an enormous variety of food, and the quality was much higher than anyone remembers eating at Hera Arena. Like all Hamvention Sundays, attendance is down, but there are still a considerable number of people present. As Hamvention veterans will tell you, Sunday is the best day to grab last-minute bargains. After all, exhibitors would much rather turn the products into dollars than pack everything back into crates. This is Bob Inderbitzen, NQ1R, the ARRL Marketing Manager. Bob, it's Sunday morning. What are your impressions of Hamvention?
For the second year in a row at this new venue, I think Hamvention did a superb job. The first year, they worked through a couple of minor kinks, but my road trip into Hamvention each day was smooth sailing. Traffic throughout the exhibit areas was great. I heard lots of positive reactions about the flea market this year. It was great fun, of course. I thought a little bit of rain here and there didn't slow anyone down. Lots of good traffic in and out of the event. Had a great time.
What are your impressions about the attendance compared to last year? About the same, higher, lower?
Yeah, I'm a bad judge of attendance. We in the ARL exhibit area had a lot of people through here for much of the show. And anytime it rained a little bit outside, the attendance inside seemed to swell quite a bit. I was quite pleased with the attendance. I don't know what the overall attendance of the event was, but I know the line at the sausage truck was very long.
What, of all the features of the expo area, was there any one in particular that seemed to be popular?
Yeah, I think our celebration of public service communications went really well this year. There was a focus on sort of the volunteerism that took place in the aftermath of the 2017 hurricanes. We celebrated the volunteers who put in their time and effort. We celebrated the programs that helped pull those people together. We had served agencies and partners here that did a phenomenal job celebrating with us volunteerism in this nation. And it was just a really, really good event. So I would say seeing the volunteers from the Force of 50 who came here to have a reunion and to share their stories about the 2017 hurricane emergency communications effort was really quite exciting for me and actually quite moving as well.
This is Scotty Cowling, WA2DFI, and he's Vice President of the Tucson Amateur Packet Radio, or Tapper, better known as. And we're here at the Dayton Hamvention, and you've had a lot going on, and you have a lot coming up as well.
Yes, and it's been a great Hamvention. Seen a lot of people that we see mostly once a year. And also upcoming is our Tapper DCC, which we're promoting at the Hamvention, which is going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on September 14th to 16th of 2018.
And what's going to be going on at the DCC?
DCC is kind of like a turbo version of the Ham Forums at Hamvention. We run two parallel tracks. There's an intro track and there is a technical track. So if you, for instance, if you have heard of APRS but you don't really know what it's all about, you'll have an intro track on APRS likely. We'll maybe have an intro on digital modes. And then for those who are more technical, we'll have the main track, which is going to be a lot of technical presentations on things like mesh network, software-defined radio, digital mode, new digital modes, you name it. If it's digital and radio, then it's welcome at DCC.
Is it fair to say that it's not just for the digital elite, it's for beginners as well?
Yes, especially with our introductory forums, it's for beginners. And we have the forums, their presentations run the gamut. Some of them are very technical, with lots of math, and that's when you can go out and take a coffee break if you're not math inclined. And if you are math inclined, then you'll enjoy that. And then there's other forums that are more on the philosophical side. And like, for instance, we had a couple of talks this past year, on how to get new people in ham radio, how to get them interested, what technical things can we do. So it was a little technical, but really there was no math, there was no higher science required, just kind of thought-provoking presentations.
And these digital communication conferences have been going on literally for decades, correct?
They started out as a computer conference, I believe, in 82, I maybe have the date wrong by a year or so.
Sounds right.
Yeah, because Tapper started in 81, and so 82, 83, and then they kind of morphed into the digital communications conference when packet radio, keyboard to keyboard use kind of fell off. Then we're kind of going like, well, we're packet radio, what do we do? Well, there's APRS, but then there's all things digital. And so what Tapper's mission now is to promote R&D and promote the state of the art in anything digital and radio.
Okay, and if somebody wants to attend the Digital Communications Conference, they can go to the Tapper website, www.tapr.org/DCC. Is that correct?
I believe that's right, and if you just go to tapper.org, there's a button at the top that says Conferences, and you can click on that if you can't remember DCC.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Scott.
All right, thank you.
After speaking with Scotty Cowling, I ran into Joe Moulter, N8IDA. He's the president of the Westchester Amateur Radio Association, and they operate the Voice of America Museum. I asked Joe to give me some history of the famous Voice of America Bethany relay site and how it has since been turned into a museum.
It was in operation from 1944 to 1994, and the station operated 6 transmitters that it broadcast into Europe, the Soviet Union, South America, and northern part of Africa. It kind of sat vacant for a while, and eventually a group of people got together to create the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting. Currently, the museum is open on weekends, Saturday and Sunday, from 1 to 4. And at the museum, we have various areas of radio broadcasting. We have the Jack Gray Collection of Wireless, which covers a lot of radio equipment from the real early part of radio, including spark gap, early regenerative receivers, things like that. We also have the Robert Drake Collection, which consists of Drake radios that were made here in Ohio. And after Robert Drake passed away, we inherited all of his radios, which are brand new Drake radios that have never been on the air. We also have our last 250-kilowatt transmitter by the Collins Corporation that was used there to broadcast shortwave. We have the original control room that was built in the 1960s, where all of the power and the audio that came in over the long line telephone lines went out to the transmitters. We also have the original switchgear, which contains 6 rows of 23 switches that maintained all the audio going out to the antennas from the transmitters. So we had a huge antenna field that covered originally a square mile. Most of the antennas were rhombics. And then in the 1960s, they built 2 Sturba curtain antennas, which were up until the station closed.
I remember seeing those as a child.
Yeah. Yes, very good. Yeah, they were quite high. And they were directed towards Europe and the Soviet Union. And then also we had a number of other types of antennas that were directed for other directions. And then we also have an area in the museum now that is dedicated to the history of broadcasting in Cincinnati. And then the original 1940s control room is now our ham station, where we have 7 operating positions for the club.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Quite welcome. Thanks for stopping by.
And that's it for ARRL Audio News Extra Edition from the 2018 Dayton Hamvention. I hope you've enjoyed it. 73s, and thanks for listening.